USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says that White House counsel Don McGahn will be exiting that position this fall. The president tweets about it this morning. It was revealed earlier this month that McGahn cooperated extensively with the special counsel's Russia probe, though Trump later said he gave McGahn permission to be interviewed. History made in Florida as Andrew Gillum becomes the first African-American nominee for governor of that state in a shocking upset of Congresswoman Gwen Graham in yesterday's Democratic primary. The mayor of Tallahassee, speaking on MSNBC about going up against Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis this fall.
Ron DeSantis can talk about race and liberalism and whatever else he wants to. I'm going to be clearly focused on the issues that confront everyday Floridians.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Shame on the White House and shame on the president.
That's the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Carmen Yulín Cruz, not satisfied with President Trump's response to the news that the death toll from Hurricane Maria on Puerto Rico was really about 3,000.
All he had to say is, I'm sorry that 2,975 of you died, but he's incapable.
Until recently, the Fed said 64 people died. U.S. economic growth a bit stronger than initially thought. In the second quarter of the year, it had its best performance in nearly 4 years, according to numbers from the Commerce Department released this morning. Gross domestic product increasing at a 4.2% annualized rate. That's up from the 4.1% pace of expansion reported in July and the fastest rate since the third quarter of 2014. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort asking a judge to move his upcoming trial from Washington, D.C. to Roanoke, Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Millions of people across the eastern third of the nation will have to endure near record heat for another day. Heat indexes today will be close to or above 100 degrees from the deep south to New England. And the National Weather Service says in Boston, hot temps and high humidity will create conditions that will make illnesses very, very likely today. So folks around Beantown are urged to take some special precautions. Defense Secretary James Mattis saying he's working in coordination with the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's diplomatic efforts when it comes to North Korea. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The U.S. military has no immediate plans to suspend major military exercises in South Korea, Defense Secretary James Mattis.
The exercises continue. What it means in practical terms is that we're making no change to the exercise program at this time.
He says suspension of drills following President Trump's summit with North Korea was just a good faith gesture, not necessarily open-ended. I'm Wendy King.
And Bob Costas may be leaving NBC Sports. The veteran sports announcer reportedly holding discussions with NBC to be let out of his contract, which is to run through 2021. Last year, Costas said he was ending his record-setting run of 11 years as primetime host of the Olympics. He's been the lead announcer in the World Series and the Super Bowl as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.